Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, reported Wednesday that three more COVID-19 deaths have occurred in Greater Sudbury. PHSD said COVID-19 was the underlying cause of death in each case, and this brings the total death count in the Sudbury Health Unit area to 145 since the pandemic began in March of 2020. PHSD said one death occurred in Greater Sudbury and the other two occurred in the rural part of the Sudbury district. No other details were provided. Public Health also reported there are 76 new COVID cases in the city and 14 active outbreaks in several congregate care settings, which includes two separate outbreaks at the hospital. The 76 new cases represents a decrease of 20 cases since Monday. PHSD has also reported that 15,425 total accumulated cases have occurred in the Sudbury jurisdiction since the pandemic began. PHSD also reported that 15,138 of those cases have been resolved in the same time period. This means there are currently 287 known active cases in the health unit area. These numbers are for the past 2 days. The health unit does not report COVID statistics on Tuesdays. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. With respect to the possible locations of the newly reported cases, PHSD said 57 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 16 new cases in the rural Sudbury district and 3 new cases for the Manitoulin district. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 5,429 total cases, an increase of 19 cases. The next highest number was 4,082 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 22. There were also 2,685 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 5. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 2,191 cases total, an increase of 21. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 1,029 cases, an increase of 9 cases. In the not specified category, there were 9 cases, no change. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 426,476 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 508 since testing was last carried out and reported on Monday. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 81.8% of all people in the PHSD area. The Sudbury Health Unit is reporting a number of outbreaks in the city at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. There are 14 active COVID outbreaks as of May 11. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 33 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, the hospital website reported Wednesday. Two of those COVID patients were in the intensive care unit. There were 7 other patients being investigated, tested, for COVID-19. None were in the ICU. HSN also said there are currently 2 active outbreaks at the hospital, with 1 outbreak on the 8th floor North Tower as of May 5 and on the 3rd floor South Tower as of May 9. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 1,995 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. The province also reported 176 COVID patients are in intensive care units. Also today, the province reported 29 COVID-19 deaths.